Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom. We're now on Masachat Pesachim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are, as promised, going to take a look now at the fourth Mishnah. Almost all the rest of the Perek is going to be grouped into one text of Mishnayot. But this Mishnah Dalet is going to deal with the Isur of slaughtering the Korban Pesach while owning Chametz and the implications of doing so. Ashochet Echa Pesach ala Chametz, over b'lo taseh, violate b'lo taseh, Rehud Omer af ha-tamid. If you own Chametz when the Korban Tamid is slaughtered, you also violated it. Shimon Omer ha-pesach b'arba'asar lishmo chayav v'shelo lishmo patur. Rabbi Shimon says, if you shechted the Korban Pesach on the 14th properly, then you're chayav, but improperly, meaning l'shem shlamim, you're exempt. Ushar kol hazvachim bein lishman ben shelo lishman patur. Certainly he rejects the Tamid. He says, any other Korban that you shecht, whether properly or otherwise, you're exempt. It's only a Pesach lishmo. Uva moed, but during the Chag of Pesach, lishmo patur. If you shecht the Pesach lishmo, then you're patur, because it's invalid. Shelo lishmo chayav, because then it's l'shem shlamim, it's a valid korban, as we've already seen. Ushar kol hazvachim ben lishman ben shelo lishman chayav, chutz min achatat sheshchatao shelo lishma. Any other korban that you slaughtered, whether lishman or shelo lishman, because remember the rule at the beginning of zvachim, any korban shechted shelo lishmo is valid, if it's otherwise valid, with the exception of Pesach, we've already dealt with that, and a chatat. He is disagreeing with here with Rabbi Eliezer, who extends it to the Asham, and therefore, if you were to slaughter a chatat during Pesach while you owned chametz, and the chatat was shelo lishmo, you would not violate lo tishchat al chametz, because the korban is invalid, but any other korban that's valid, you would violate. Now, remember Rabbi Shimon's opinion distinguishing between the 14th and the Isur of Chametz on the 14th and during the Chag. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Le'olam eino chayav ad sheha chametz la'shochet o la'zorek. The chametz has to be owned by either the guy who's slaughtering it or the guy doing the zrikah, the kohen doing the zrikah, or lecham le'chabura, one of the members of the chabura. Ad sheha imo ba'azara. The chametz has to be with him. Al, lo tishchat al chametz. That's from the location. Yochanan Omer, Alpha Pisha Enimo Bazarai. Seems to agree with the first part, but says the Chametz can be back at home. B'mai Kamipalgi, what's their disagreement about? Ile Mebe'al B'samuch Kamipalgi. What is the word Al? Lo Tishchat Al Chametz. Does Al mean proximity or not? Shimon Lakish Amar Al B'samuch. Yochanan Omer, Bayin Al B'samuch. Al doesn't necessarily mean B'samuch, near you. It just means while you own it. By Fliga B'charazimna, they already disagreed about this. In the context of lachme toda, ditnan hashochet toda bifnim, you slaughtered the korban toda inside, velachma chutz lachoma, but in the meantime the bread was outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, lo kidei shalachem, the bread doesn't count. My chutz lachoma, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz lachomat beit pagi, outside of the particular area in the azara, aval chutz lachomat ha'azara kadish. Meaning, if it's totally outside of the city, but if it's outside of the Azara, it's still Kadosh. V'lo ba'inan al b'samuch, meaning, al chalot l'chametz hakriv korbano, al doesn't mean it has to be nearby. It just has to be in an area where it could be eaten. If the bread is outside of the city, then it can't be eaten there, then it's not Kadosh. Shimon Lakish Amar, no, afilu chutz l'chomat Azara lo Kadosh. If it's outside of the Azara, it's no good. Alma ba'inan al b'samuch. So, al chalot l'chametz. So al there means proximity. So we see that Rosh Hashanah Lakish already expresses that al in the Torah means next to. And Rabbi Yochanan says not necessarily. So why do they have to have that same disagreement about Pesach? Ella v'hatra'at safek kamipalgi. It's a well-known machloket, Rosh Hashanah Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, about v'hatra'at safek, whether or not, because when you're going to give your hatra'at, don't slaughter the korban. When you own chametz, because if you do so, you're going to violate it. But of course, in the split second, you can be mevatel chametz, and therefore it's hatrat safek. Bahanami apligi b'charazina. But that machloket has also been recorded before. Didmar shua shochal kikar zu hayom ve'va yom ve'lo achala. A fellow takes a shua; he's not going to eat this bread today. And he takes a shvua that he will eat this bread today. And the whole day goes by, he doesn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish Tamar Tavayu Eino Loke. Normally, there are malkot for shvuat, bitui b'mezid. But here you're not lokeh, but for different reasons. You didn't do anything. You just sat and didn't eat the bread. But he would agree that hatra'at safek, which is given Shimon Lakish's reason, is a valid hatra'ah. If I give you hatra'ah and say, don't do this action because it may lead to makot, and it indeed does, you're chayav. Shimon Lakish amar eno lokeh mishum da'avi le'hatra'at safek. Shimon Lakish says, I can't tell you that when you take that shvua, you better not do it because if you don't eat the bread, you will get makot because you may eat the bread. V'hatra'at safek lo shma hatra'ah. V'alav shen mamasa lo kin alav. Shimon Lakish holds that a lav shen mamasa, meaning when you violate a lav which involves no action, like not eating the bread and violating your shvua, that you would get makot, but there's a hatra'at safek issue. So that means that whether or not the machloket of Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, is about how we read the word al, or about hatra'at safek, each of those machloket has already been explicated elsewhere. I'm really olam bi'alba samuch kamipalgu. We go back to our first assessment, which is that the machloket is about al. Utsricha, we need both the machloket about chametz and about lachmei todah. Why? De'if ligur linyan chametz, if we only had our machloket on chametz, avyameina ba'ukam ar Rabbi Yochanan, t'lo ba'inin alba samuch. I would say there Rabbi Yochanan says al means anywhere. Mishum de'isur hu, because after all, chametz is an isur. What do I care if it's here or there? Cho'echa de'ite, ite, wherever it is, it is. When it comes to sanctifying the bread, I might think that there it has to be in the place where the korban is going to take place, in the Azara. Therefore, he might agree with Rabbi Shimon Lakish that al merely means nearby. If it's inside, it's kadosh. If not, then not. It's really quite a big chiddush to say that if the bread's outside the Azara, it still becomes kadosh. Just like clay sharet, that have to be inside. Tzricha. In other words, the lechem could be seen sort of as a kli for the korban. So therefore I just do a flip tzrichuta. Was just used the opposite reasoning, and therefore tzricha. So the answer is that the machloket is about al. And we need both the machloket about lechmei todah and about chametz, because each one would not teach us the same positions about the other. Bamine Rav Oshaya mirabi Ami. So he asked Rabbi Ami, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein lo lo shochet, v'yesh lo lachem nechavur amahu. So in the above passage we said, as long as any member of the chabur of the Pesach owns chametz, the fellow who slaughters it violates the law of lo tishchat al chametz. Said, but is that really true? What if the shochet doesn't own it, and one of the other guys in the chabura has it? It doesn't say don't slaughter with your chametz. Lo tishchat al chametz k'tiv, meaning when there is chametz. So if some Jew in Timbuktu owns chametz, you should be in violation. It doesn't have to be in your chabura. Amar le'makra lo tishchat v'lo yalin. The Torah says, the Easter of Halona. Only those people who would be in violation of lo yalin, meaning the owners of the korban. So if a kohen burns the chalev of the korban, and he owns chametz, over bolotase, because he's a halona guy, because he's the guy in charge of making sure the emurin don't stay too long. And we have a bright that supports that conclusion. Hashochet a pesach al chametz over below tase good ematay bizman shul l'shochet or l'zorek or l'cham nechavura, like we saw in our brayta, that if the shochet or zorek or the kohen or zorek or any member of the chabura owns chametz, hayal achar b'sof ha'olam, but if some guy, some Jew somewhere owns chametz, ein zakukla, that's not our responsibility as far as the korban goes. V'chara shochet v'chara zorek v'chara maktir chayav. If you're burning it up, you're chayav. So therefore it says the Kohen is Maktir Tachelev. Aval HaMoleka Ta'of Berbasar, let's say you're bringing a Chata Ta'of or an Ola Ta'of on the 14th, and you do Malika, Ein Over Bolo Klum, because there's Lo Tishchat. Even if you own Chametz, you didn't violate anything with that. Or Mini, this does not speak to the Asay of Hashpata and to the Isur of owning Chametz, it's just a question of the Lav of participating in a Korban while owning Chametz on the 14th in the afternoon. Or Mini, HaShochet at the Pesach Ala Chametz Over Bolo Tasei. Right, so we said if you shecht the Korban Pesach with chametz, you violate asay. If you don't mer afa tamid, that's our Mishnah. Amru lo. Lo amru ela bepesach bilvad. So the answer to Yehuda was, it's only the Korban Pesach itself. Only if it's a member of the Chabura or the Shochet or the Zorek. If some other guy somewhere else has a Chametz, that doesn't affect us. Meaning if you're doing Malika on a Korban or Hazov, the Dam of an Oaf, you're Chayav. So therefore we extend it now to Malika. If somebody brought a mincha and you did kmitza and you owned chametz, then it's not an isur. So we've gone from shchita to Pesach to now any sort of avodat damim with blood, but not kmitza. And yet we've gone back and said that if you're the guy who is maktir, the kohen who's putting up the imurin, and you own chametz, you didn't violate it. So kasha malika, malika kasha aktara aktara. We have two problems here. That in our brayta we said malika is not extended. This brayta said it is extended. In our brayta we said aktara is extended. Here we said it's not extended. Tamech tikshilachi gufa. Why don't you ask within the brayta itself? Titani lo amru ela pesach bavad. First, the Tanakama's position is it's only Pesach. And Rav Yehuda said afa tamid. And they said back only Pesach. Paratani achara shochet vechara zoik vechara malik vechara mazeh. How do you get malik and mazeh out of a Pesach? The answer is all Rabbi Shimon. Malika, Malika, Lokasha, there's no problem. Kan barabasar, kan b'choloshal moed. In other words, Rabbi Shimon, who in our Mishnah said that 14th in the afternoon is different than during Pesach, it said Malika, you're not chayiv for on the 14th. But if you own chametz during Pesach and do Malika, then you're chayiv. Idi Rabbi Shimon hi. Aktar aktamen lokasha, why? Tanoi, that's a machloket. Deika demakich haktar l'shchita. V'ikamando lo makich. There are those who compare haktara based on our extension of halona to shchita, and therefore say haktara would count, like we saw in the first brayta, and there's who don't, and that would be our second brayta. But the malika is simply all Rabbi Shimon, and it's a question of cholamoid versus the 14th. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afa Tamid. Rabbi Yehuda extended the Easter to the Tamid also. My time Rabbi Yehuda, why? Amar Lach, Zivchi. Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam, Zivchi. What's Zivchi? Zevach HaMiuchad Li, the one that belongs to God. Umay Nihu Tamid. That's the Olat Tamid. Shimon Omer, Pesach Be'Abasar, etc. My time Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon distinguish between the rest of Pesach and the 14th? Dichtiv zivchi zivchi trei zimni. In the pasuk in Mishpatim and the pasuk in Kitisa, it says zivchi twice. Kari be zevach zvachai. One korban and multiple korbanot. So lemayu chatab balginu rachmona mehadadi. Why the Torah separate into psukim? Velo katab zvachai. And just say my korbanot. Why zivchi and zivchi? Lemayu bizman dika zevach lo mechayev azvachai. Whenever there's a zevach, which is Pesach, then the other korbanot on chayav. So on the lake of Zavach, when there is no Pesach, meaning after the 14th in the afternoon, b'chayav z'vachay, then you're chayav for all the other korbanot. So it's either one or the other. Moed lishmo patur, so we said, therefore, if you bring Pesach lishmo during Pesach, when it's invalid, you're patur for the only chametz. Tamar shel lishmo, v'hastama patur. So it's only because you brought it shelo lishmo that you're chayav, but if you brought it stam, then we assume it's lishmo and you're patur. Amai, Pesach Shalim Ot HaShana Shlamim Havei. Pesach, after the night of the 14th, the rest of the year is a Shlamim. The default should be Shalom Lishmo. Shalminah Pesach Shalim Ot HaShana Bayakira. So then it tells you that if you bring a Korban Pesach the rest of the year, it's not enough to just bring it. You have to say Shlamim to make it right. Amrabachia Bagamda Izukampi Chavura V'Amru Kigon Shayu Ba'alim Tmei Meit. It could be a case where the Baalim or Tmei Meit, v'nirachin the Pesach Sheni, which means this animal really still is an identity of a Pesach. The Stam is Shum Pesach Kai, and therefore when you shechted it somewhere between Pesach and Pesach Sheni, and you didn't say anything special, then we assume it's the Shem Pesach. But if it was a regular Korban Pesach, and the Baalim had already been Yotze, and this was, let's say, one that was lost, and it was found after they got a replacement, and they shechted it stam, the stam would be shlamim, and then indeed stam, you would be patur, you would be chayav, because it would be considered to be l'shem shlamim, which is a valid korban, when it's a Pesach l'achar zmano. Okay, we will conclude the parak by studying all the rest of the Mishnayot that describes the procedure of the Korban Pesach, and it will take us to the end of the parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.